Welcome to our family broadcast. Today, I want us to talk about not being afraid. I know that some situation can really scare us and can make us afraid and even anxious because we don't know what is going to come out of that situation. There's a story in the Bible, in the book of Daniel chapter 3, written about three men. And all of us know about these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that story about them is for them standing up and facing a danger because they refused to bow down into a statue. The king had made a statue and he said that everyone in that particular city had to bow to it. But these three men refused and said they were not going to do it. And the consequences for this was for them to be thrown in a furnace of fire. Let me tell you something about fire. Fire is dangerous. Fire can hurt you. Fire can even kill you. And these men, what they were facing was something dangerous, but they were not afraid. Or maybe they were afraid. I do not know. Either way, they trusted God. They were brave to tell the king that they will not bow down to the statue. These men trusted God because they knew God is good, He loves them, and will always do what is right. They believed that no matter what happened in this particular dangerous situation and very scary situation, God will still be in control. And the Lord will still be with them. When you read the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, the Bible says, "So do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be terrified. I am your God. I'll make you strong and help you. I will hold you safe in my hands. I will always do what is right." God tells us not to be afraid, no matter what the situation is or no matter what we are facing. We can trust Him to do what is right. I don't know what that means. Sometimes what is right is allowing us to go through the situation, or sometimes what is right is going to saving us from the situation. He will keep His promise for us, to keep us safe, to help us, and even to make us strong. This does not mean that we never experience anything that is not dangerous or anything that is scary. We will always face this situation. But what it means is that God will be with us in those scary situations. We can trust that God will be with us and will go through it with us. Think of a moment about when you have been afraid about something or a situation. And maybe you are very anxious about what was going to come out of it. How does it help you when you remember how God helped you and what God did that was right? It may sometimes be very difficult to understand why scary things happen to us. But God will always bring us through those situations. What are some of the difficult situations and scary situations that you have faced in your life? I have. A couple of weeks ago, I was in my backyard and I was doing nothing much, just trying to fetch some water. And there was a snake. I was so scared. I didn't even know what to do. But somehow God gave me the courage and I covered it with a bucket. And I called a friend to come and kill it for me. So God saved me in that particular situation, and God gave me wisdom on how to deal with that particular situation. When you are scared or afraid, you can do some of these things. Pray about the situation and ask God to guide you and give you wisdom on how to deal with that situation. Breathe in deeply and feel God's safety surrounding you, God helping you, God giving you strength, and even God giving you wisdom. And trust in His love for you that He will carry you through the scary situation. Also, you can talk to someone about your fears and what you're scared about. Let me tell you something that you need to do. Trust God and believe that He can do anything because He is God. There's nothing that is impossible with Him. Trust God and believe that He's in control of all things. He's the creator of all universe, so everything is under His control. Trust God and believe that He is with you in good times and in bad times. He tells us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He's always with us. And then also trust God that His love for you will always surround you no matter what is happening. So this week as a family, I would like you to write down some of the things that have been scary, some of the things that have caused you anxiety. How did you deal with them? And then in the coming week, when you face scary things, or things that are terrifying or things that cause you anxiety, always take them to God in prayer. The Bible tells us, do not be anxious about anything, but by prayer and petition, make your request known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding will guard your heart in Christ Jesus. So may we trust in God and not be afraid. And even in our situations that are scary, let's know that He will carry us through because He is with us.